The pre-criminal intervention program is a program where we will utilize data that's collected by the Ohio Automated ARCS reporting system, which is a system that collects all prescriptions dispensed to Ohio patients. And what we'll do is we'll utilize that data to look for individuals who may be engaged in what we call doctor shopping. So these are people that go see multiple providers, prescribers who try and obtain drugs. And what we're trying to do is look for signs of abuse and addiction. And what the pre-criminal intervention program will do is, or the funding will allow us to do, is hire two specific agents to identify these individuals and then work with local law enforcement and treatment providers to intervene. And the hope there is that they're intervening before they start down the path where they are using illicit and very potent substances such as heroin or fentanyl.
And so what manner would they be contacted with? A general letter of notice, or would they be directly contacted?
So the program is actually based off of a successful program operated by the Nevada State Board of Pharmacy. And initially it would start off with a letter contacting them, explaining to them after an investigation what they're doing, overutilization of the system, or aka doctor shopping, is a crime. And that they would like to speak with them to discuss options for either making them see one prescriber, one pharmacist, and have them sign an agreement to only utilize, you know, one prescriber, one pharmacy for their healthcare needs, or to talk to them further and connect them with a treatment provider, such as the local Adams boards that have treatment providers available in their community to connect them with.
You mentioned the successful Nevada program this is based on. How have they been able to quantify their success? Are they seeing lower numbers in any way?
They monitor the individual who is going to or has agreed to only go to one prescriber and one pharmacy to obtain their controlled substances. And they've monitored those individuals. They monitor them actually for a year out after they sign the agreement. And they've shown that they have very, very high rates of compliance, meaning that they have reduced their doctor shopping behavior. The other is they've been able to follow through with individuals and successfully get them entered into treatment. And that's another metric we'll be using to evaluate this program.
Let me just ask about the OARS system, the Ohio Automated RX Reporting System, in which the state began collecting information on all prescriptions for controlled substances that were prescribed by doctors and dispensed by pharmacies. That began in 2006. Was there any challenge or blowback from that?
Back in 2006, we had a lot of support and from actually some of the pharmaceutical companies to help get this program up and running. We have had a tremendous amount of support from the governor, the legislature, about expanding it, about expanding access to it. So allowing, for instance, in this budget, we expanded access to drug courts to have access to it, coroners to have access to it, hospital peer review committees, so the hospitals can review the prescribing of their fellow doctors as part of a peer review committee and try and intervene to educate them about better prescribing practices. It's been a very positive experience with a lot of the decision makers. And the doctors, frankly, like it. I mean, the doctors, they only know what they know. And in this fragmented healthcare system that we find ourselves in, you know, if you leave the Mercy Health healthcare system, the doctor, the records stop there. And so they don't know who they're seeing to obtain other drugs. So it's not only an abuse detection system, but it's also the only system that collects every drug that they're getting, every controlled substance drug that they're getting. So it's also a clinical tool that the doctors really respond positively to.
That all makes sense. And can you talk about how soon the funding rolls out and when the training begins? Is it already underway? And when does all this take place?
The grant actually starts October 1. We'll be hiring new agents with obviously looking for specialized skills dealing with addicted populations. And so we feel like we're probably going to hopefully get up and running by sometime in November to begin this program. But it certainly will, it'll take a little bit of time to get the agents hired and trained to begin to do this program.
Cameron McNamee, thanks for speaking with us, and thanks for the information this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.